T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First period, then the Capitals turn it over at their blue line. Chance for a break here as Jost turns and fires, scores! Jost comes away from all of that with a lovely setup and puts Buffalo on top 3-1 with 1:54 remaining in the first period.
Dan Dunleavy on the call right here on WGR and on the Sabres Radio Network. Sabres are getting just crushed in their own zone, and then Jost had that goal right after that. I mean, what are you going to do? I thought overtime. Overtime, man. Sabres just had so many chances, and then, of course, here comes a penalty. How many penalties are they going to take in overtime this year? They took one down in Tampa they scored on. They took one the other day when the Rangers beat them in overtime. They took another one last night in the Capitals. Now, they didn't score. The Capitals won in shootout, but the Sabres have taken penalties in overtime.
It was a tough one, too. I mean, Cousins sticks just on the ice, and it just kind of happened. You don't even want to call an undisciplined call. And the penalty before that, Tuck. Get into this real quick. Tuck's penalty, the roughing that leads to the game tying goal.
Yep.
I'm going to be inconsistent probably when I say this, because I'm usually the guy that wants no penalties called, or that wants all the penalties called at the end of the game the exact same way you would call them for the rest of the game. Like, doesn't matter if there's 3 minutes on the clock or eight. If it's a penalty, it's a penalty. But they call Ovechkin for slashing. I don't really think it was slashing. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a complete coincidence that when his stick arrived on Labushkin's, that Labushkin's stick broke. I think Labushkin's stick broke because he was shooting and he was putting so much weight on the ice and the stick just snapped. When they call Ovechkin for the penalty, knowing the time of the game, I think they call the Tuck penalty as a little bit of a makeup call.
Agreed.
So if they...
They were looking for something.
If they don't call Ovechkin for a penalty, they don't call Tuck for a penalty, and the Sabres probably win the game.
Tuck opened the door for that by what he did.
He did.
You have to be.
What did he really do, though? He lifted his arm up and it got into his face. I guess that's roughing.
Maybe. I think Alex Tuck should have been better there, but I agree with you that that shouldn't rise to the level normally of a penalty, but they were looking for something. He gave them a reason. You have to know in that situation, do not give them a reason to make up a call here. And that's what they did.
I get it, but man, it was such a soft call.
And then, of
course,
the penalty kill just is not good.
And their penalty kill is like it's a death sentence.
And
right?
Maybe you can watch those goals in animation form coming up soon, because what is that called again?
The Big City Greens Classic.
Big City Greens Classic. All right, so did you play video games a lot growing up? Do you still play video games?
Yes, not quite as much, but I used a lot. Yes,
I was a video game player growing up. I played a lot of the Super Mario Brothers and Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
Played the Atari 2600 way before you, Joe, Breakout.
Mario Kart?
Not Mario Kart.
That's before me.
So I did all that. And, of course, I played, Tecmo Bowl, right? It was just amazing.
Yep.
Got to college. NHL 94 was the big one. Everybody loved NHL 94. It was like the big revolutionary kind of all the great players, all the things you could do, for sure. I do not play video games anymore. I just don't. I just don't have time for them. My son does. He's 9. And one of the things I've noticed is video games are great. They're amazing. They have all these graphics, which are incredible. But what's happened is we've had this rise of, over the last, 10 years, of the esports stuff. People watching people play video games, right? Like, that's the thing. It's people watching people play video games.
Yep.
And it's become this really big business. And Joe, I could not understand it for a long time. I'm like, how do you watch people play video games and be entertained and like that's your day? How do you do that? Like, come on, they're not performing. It's not like going to an NHL game. It's not like going to an NFL game. But after having a 9-year-old who does this and really gets into it and understands, I've come around and I've said, I get it. Like, I get why this is so big. These are people doing something at the highest of levels that we did. I did this as a kid. I played video games. Somebody there is amazing at it, and I'm watching them do it.
Yep.
And now you have these people who do it making millions of dollars being able to do it. And the other part about it is, and like I said, I'm about to be 50. This is not old man on the yelling at clouds, because I'm here to tell you, Joe, like, one revelation I had when being kind of like, this is stupid, I then realized, wait a minute, don't we as adults watch cooking shows?
Yeah,
and
we do.
Lego building shows.
Yeah.
And
home improvement
show. There is no difference. No difference for someone watching people play video games than us watching home improvement and cooking shows.
It's a good take.
It's the exact same thing. So why would I ever make fun of it?
It's a good take. I like it. I agree with it. I don't watch a ton of video games either. Like people playing video games. But I watch a little. But they're right. I have one friend who is really into it. He doesn't really even watch TV shows or movies. Like, he'll watch sports, but he watches streams.
Max is always watching streams and
Von
learning
Miller.
Things from them on what he's doing on his video games.
Right. Twitch is really the site where a lot of gamers like stream their stuff. And Von Miller's Twitch gets like hundreds of thousands of viewers. Now part of Von Miller's Twitch is you're watching him play the video game, but he's also there like answering questions and like he's talking about certain stuff. So there's other interests, but like that's a guy who's in the league, mm-hmm. just like he's got a Twitch. People watch it.
So my 9-year-old loves jerseys. Like sports athletes jerseys. He has Josh Allen, Von Miller, Stephon Diggs. I think, what does he have for the Sabres? He's got he has a black goat head, Owen Power. He's got a Dylan Cousins. He loves Dylan Cousins. He's got a Heritage Classic he saved up and bought. He loves jerseys. He has soccer jerseys, a Messi jersey. He has maybe a Ronaldo jersey. But anyway, he now wants a new jersey. And he keeps asking for one. Jersey he wants is a person named Booga, who is a gamer.
Okay.
I've read about this person. Booga is a gamer who plays Fortnite. Max plays some Fortnite. We try not to do a ton of Fortnite, right? I mean, it's not my style of game for him, but he plays it. And he plays Fortnite. And this person, Booga, has a Wikipedia page. I'll read it to you. Is 20 years old, an American professional esports player who is best known for playing Fortnite Battle Royale. He came to fame after winning Fortnite World Cup 2019. Joe, he won $3 million at the age of 20, winning Fortnite Battle World Cup 2019. And now what's happened is, this is true. Here we are, NFL free agency, right? His old team he won with is like changing things. He became a free agent. He played for the Sentinels. Now he's on the, I think you say, Dignitas. Is that how you say it, maybe? I'm not really sure.
Maybe.
And Max is like all in. Oh my God, they got this guy. He's watching this sport, this esport, as we watch NFL free agency.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Like a guy, it's like a player being traded.
Yes, it's totally the same.
Yeah, that's really funny. There are teams, like I'm thinking about like the salaries and whatnot, like free agency. Like there are NBA tournaments, like the NBA, the video game tournaments, where like the Dallas Mavericks have a team. And I'll see like a press release where like Mark Cuban and the Mavericks agree to like $1 million contract with whoever, you know, as like a gamer.
And now we have, I mean, what are they doing and even incorporating it into like the Pro Bowl and Madden and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Where they're incorporating this into, and a lot of the players playing now are of these ages where they do it. They grew up doing it. It's all about that for them.
Yep.
Wasn't that the thing a couple of years ago at the NHL, like too much Fortnite with a couple of guys or something like that?
There was one player that played too much video games and it was like out there in the media.
And the team was upset about it. And then you had the Kyler Murray thing.
Now, the Kyler Murray thing is interesting because, the first thing that comes up about him, like, he gets trolled for it, like the amount of video games he plays, right?
Right.
The guy, the Redditor that did all the math on how Kyler Murray's stats when it's double point weekend and Call of Duty are worse than when it's not. And Murray had the clause in his contract, right, about, like, the homework and whatnot. The thing about Murray, you wouldn't be... It's not like any player that plays video games is going to get this, you know, this narrative about him, right? I just mentioned Von Miller has a Twitch. Does anybody ever mention Von Miller, like, hey, play less video games? Nobody ever says it. Josh Allen plays video games, right? Like, no one ever says it about him. But Kyler Murray, people do say it about. But there are different levels to it, right? Like, Kyler Murray might be playing it so often and so much that it does become a problem, which is not, you never hear that about Von Miller or Josh Allen, who also play video games. Murray, it might just go above and beyond where he's supposed
doing it
to be
so
doing
much
it.
That he's not doing what he's supposed to for his own career in the NFL. That's the implication.
Right. And there are other things with Kyler Murray. It's not just that. Like the homework clause in his contract.
Right, right, right.
And you just had one of his teammates the other day, Kelvin Beachum? Kevin
that's
Beachum?
What it was, yeah.
He just said out in public the other day that he needs to grow up.
Yeah, what
Kyler
is that?
Murray needs to grow up. I think there's way more smoke with Kyler Murray than just the video games.
Well, it's really interesting watching this from afar. And by the way, I am still an advocate. I will be the old man yelling at clouds here, and I don't think that's really what I am when I say I'm still the advocate for playing sports. Like, my son plays multiple sports. We try to do that. But yep. I'm okay with the, like, I used to be, come on, what are you doing? Video games, watching people play video games. Not anymore. Like, this is what we do in a different way. And I played video games growing up. Every generation kind of just, you know, even though it's, oh my God, we didn't do this growing up. Well, things change. Times change. And the access to it changes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm totally okay with it. This Booga guy, I mean, I'm going to have to, this jersey, go out and get a Booga jersey. I'm like, who is Booga? Apparently he lives in Pennsylvania and he has this nickname because that's what his grandfather called him when he was younger. So $3 million playing Fortnite last year.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm also, it's time where we're signing up for summer camps. Okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Like, got to figure out, what are we doing on this week? Going to baseball camp here. Like, going to Jim Kelly's camp. Yep. I signed Max up for an esports camp. There's an esports camp he's going to go to.
Really?
There's an actual camp that part of it is esports. It's not full-on esports for hours and hours.
Okay.
But they have, like, a component of esports. Like, that's going to be part of his summer. So I'm good with it. I think that's, you know, you try, to me, as a parent, you try to kind of, you know, adapt to what their world is like.
Sure.
And not just, well, you have to fit into what my world was like.
We do have news on the Bills.
Okay, what do we have?
Nothing crazy. In fact, news we kind of already knew, but Field Yates just tweeted that the Bills and Nyheim Hines have now officially agreed to a renegotiated contract that includes a $1 million signing bonus.
Okay.
And a chance to earn more than the $4.79 million in cash that he was previously due. So Hines has more upside, the Bills get more salary cap space.
All right, well, the incentives must be... I mean, if he did that, that'd be great for both teams, I would think, right? I mean, both sides.
Doesn't
here.
That read like a guy that I don't even say open to, a guy they plan on being a significant part of their team?
I think that might be the plan. I think it might have been the plan when they traded for him. It just didn't work out for whatever reason. CJ in Buffalo. Go ahead, CJ. You're on WGR.
Sal, Joe, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Sal, real quick, your son got to be the coolest kid I've ever heard of in my life. Just saying. Just got to put that out there.
All right, thank you. He's even more cool than you say he is. He thinks he's more cool than you say he is. I tell him all the time, you're not as cool as you think, but you're right. Thank you.
Apple don't fall far from a tree. Hey, so you guys talk about games. So me and my friends, we played franchise on Madden. And, you know, you're pretty much the commissioner and the owner. We talk on there, and, you know, we go week to week, and we tried to figure out, like, what could they add to Madden? And we think, like, in an off season in real life, it would be awesome to have, like, players that don't play anymore. Like, for example, just say John Brown, Cole Beasley. These guys in the off season, each NFL team would have a flag football team with players that don't, like, recently played but don't want to play physical anymore, playing a flag football league. As far as making bringing revenue or keeping the league interesting, and each week during the off season, they will play each other just like the regular 32 teams do.
A pro flag football league. I actually think. Well, don't we have? Isn't there something that with this already or going to it? I think that might be the case, Joe. Like flag football is becoming really, really big, especially on the women's side. It's a huge high school sport that's ballooning now around the country.
Yeah, and the American Flag Football League exists.
Yep.
What he's almost describing, what CJ's describing, is the football equivalent of what the Big Three is in basketball. The Ice Cube League, where it's like half court, and they have a lot of old NBA players that are playing, like Allen Iverson played in it.
And this isn't a minor league. This is, it's actually the post-NFL career.
Yeah,
thing.
Like they're on TV, and it's old NBA guys playing half court. This would be that.
American Flag Football League. Men's Division.
I'd watch once. I'm not.
Women's Division.
Couldn't confirm that I would watch twice, but I would watch once.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday. By the way, got the NCAA tournament starting here in just a little while. We'll kind of dive into that real quickly when we come back on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.